You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Hi friends, so recently I found a hack for life, and of course I'm going to share it with you. So I found out a way to always know how to handle something. Anything that comes up, you don't know how to handle it, you don't know how to conduct yourself, you don't know the answer, I've got you. I've found the solution. This is how to always know what to do and how to never get caught in the in-between of like not knowing which decision to make. Whether it comes to something small, something big, like breaking up, staying together, dealing with people, dealing with a job, dealing with money, any fucking situation, big or small, beating the fuck out of somebody or not, I don't care. This is my new hack I found to always know what to do. Because there's nothing worse than going through something and not knowing what to do or not trusting someone's answer. Because I've been through a lot of shit where no one had an answer for me. No one knew how to help me get through things. And a lot of shit I just didn't know at the time. Like, I didn't know how to handle certain things. I know a lot now because I've had to fucking go through it. But going through it was a pain in the ass. So this is my trick for knowing what to do even before you've gone through it. The first thing you have to realize is that you're always being looked after. And what I mean by you're always being looked after, think back to a time in your life where you were going through something and it was fucking you up and you didn't know what to do. You didn't know how to handle it. You didn't know if you would make it through. Think back to that time. And right now you can think back to the older version of you and you see the situation from your perspective right now. So you can look back and see all the answers that younger you needed. And you can see exactly how the situation unfolded. You can look back and see exactly how you handled it and exactly how you got through it. But when you were going through it in the time, you felt alone. You felt like you didn't know what to do. You were scared. But you were never alone. Because right now, how you can look back on the younger version of you that was going through something, your future self is looking back on you right now. And they see the answers. They see how you got out of the situation you're in right now. They see the changes that you had to make. Your future self knows all the answers and they're looking back on you. Just how you can look back on your younger self, your future self is looking back on you. You're never alone. You're never lost. You're always being looked after by yourself. And I don't want to get too spiritual with the shit about time and how it's an illusion and all that, but there's a version of you that has made it through what you're going through right now. There's a version of you that has the answer. And this is something that has brought me so much comfort. And I never had this to remind myself of when I was going through my toughest shit. Like, I felt so alone in some of the hardest things that I've gone through. And I'm just like, fuck, having this realization would have been nice back then. Because I really was so hopeless for so long. But me now can look back on me 2 years ago, the me that was struggling as fuck and didn't think he was gonna make it, the me that almost didn't make it, I can look back on him and see that you're gonna be okay. So anytime you're going through something or you're having to deal with something, just remember there's a version of you that's already been through it and they've handled the situation you're currently in. There's a version of you that made it out. And recently I realized you can tap into this. You can tap into the version of you who's already made it through for the advice. You don't need anybody else to tell you a fuck thing. You can literally give yourself the guidance you need. And since I realized this, everything has changed. The way that I've been living my life has changed. The way that I am has changed. Like, bitch, I feel so much more supported than I ever have because it's me. It's me and future me. And that's it. So the trick that I've been using is when I'm going through some shit, I will envision my future self, like the version of me that's a millionaire, the version of me that can handle anything and that does not give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck now, but future me, millionaire me, don't have time to give a fuck. Like, he truly don't give a fuck, and he truly knows how to handle everything. He's just got this calm sense of security and his ability to handle whatever the fuck happens, and that's what I like to try and tap into. So I will envision myself, my future self that's a millionaire, that's fucking figured it all out and is just like sitting here with his hands folded looking at me like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to paint that picture, but the future version of me just pops in my head. I don't have to create him. I don't have to think of like the details. Like when I just envision my future self, I see the way he dresses. I see the way he conducts himself. He's sitting there with a fucking little cigarette and a pinky ring looking at me like, okay, tell me your problem and I'll fix it for you in 2 seconds. Like my future me just don't give a fuck. Like he just knows it all. He's so smart. He's successful. He can't be stopped by anything. And I don't have to create that. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, envision your future self, picture it. No, it just comes up when you ask yourself. When you try to envision the future self, like the version that you want to become, don't fight the initial image that comes up. Like whatever comes up is meant to come up. That's your intuition. So when you think of your future self, the image of them is just gonna pop up. And mine is a mean motherfucker. My future self is not mean. He just does not put up with no bullshit. And I get worried sometimes, like, looking to him for, like, advice, because, like, he's just so capable and is so just can't see why I'm not. Like, he's just like, here's the answer, now go do it. Like, it's gonna suck, it's gonna be scary, but get it the fuck done. Like, future me is no bullshit. So what I'll do is when I have a problem come up or I have a situation come up, I will ask myself, how would future me handle this? What would future me do? And I'll, like, think of the future me, and I just get the answer. It just comes out of nowhere. Recently, I was dealing with a debate with somebody, not really a debate, I was fighting with him, okay? Like, I was arguing with someone that I used to be very, very close to, and the conversation was going nowhere. Like, I'm very aware, and I'm aware enough to the point where I can see where I'm jaded. I can see the entire mess of a friendship or a relationship. Like I can see it all. Like it all is unfolded in front of me. I can see my perspective. I can see theirs. I can see what's wrong with mine and what's wrong with theirs and why there's no resolution. I can see it all. It's very obvious to me. But I'm also at a point now with that awareness. I'm like, okay, I know the work it's going to take to mend this relationship and create repair, but I don't have the time to do that. One, I'm going to have to sacrifice my goals and what the fuck I want to work on to go create repair in this relationship. And two, the type person that I'm trying to create repair with, is that even a person that I want in my life? I'm able to see things at a level that pisses me off because I'm like, now I have to choose not to do it. So I was in like a text fight with this person, like back and forth. Like I can just see it wasn't going to go anywhere. I was getting pissed off. Like it was physically like making me fucking mad. Like I was sweating. I was pissed. Like it was ruining my mood every time these texts were coming up. And I was just like, God damn. And I literally just asked myself, what would future me do? And future me would fucking ignore them. Literally just in the middle of the conversation, just fucking ignore it. I said the things I felt I needed to say. I got out what I needed to get out, but my boundaries are not up for fucking discussion. Future me can see it's not going to go anywhere. I can see that now too. But future me sees that and chooses accordingly. So you see it's going to go nowhere. So what are you going to do, dumbass? You're going to sit here and keep wasting your fucking time with a situation you know is going to go nowhere. And you don't want to create repair with this person because you don't want this person close to you. So what the fuck are you wasting your time for? Ghost. Protect your mental sanity, protect your mood, protect what you're working on, and quit letting this conversation continue. If it's pissing you off, end it. It's useless. Like, future me is no bullshit. Future me is just like, ignore it. Be done with it. Quit engaging in conversation. Like, future me holds me accountable. He's like, fucker, you know what you're doing, now quit. And it's kind of annoying. Like, every time I ask future me for advice, I'm like, damn, like, he calls me out. Like, he just calls me out about how I'm choosing things and how I'm contributing. And he gives me the solution. Y'all, I sound like schizophrenic. Y'all gonna lock me up in a loony bin. Okay, this is it. This is the better way to explain it. It's not that I'm talking to my future self, but I tap into my future self's perspective and how he would look at the situation, because how my future self looks at situations is different than how I do. Future me sees different solutions. Future me conducts himself differently and is a lot more prioritized and strategic than I am. Me currently going through what I'm going through means I'm wrapped up in the emotions of it. I'm stuck in it. Everything seems like such a bigger deal, and I feel a lot more confused about what steps to take and what to do because I'm emotionally in it. Like, I'm emotionally feeling things. But the future me is an objective perspective. Like, he's going to look back. He's not feeling it. He's able to be strategic. He's able to just look back and see what's going on and call it for what it is. And if I'm the one fucking up, my future self, like, tapping into that perspective is when I'm going to see that I am fucking up and where I'm contributing. And also, by handling situations like the future me would, it's doing nothing but turning me into future me. The version of me that's like sitting there with a pinky ring smoking and has no fucking care in the world because he knows he can face anything. Behaving like him is what's going to turn me into him. It's what's going to bridge that gap between me now and him. So when I say pinky ring, now I'm going to go into how I actually tap into the future version of myself. So last week, I bought a pinky ring, and I know that future me, I said, has the pinky ring, but this is just funny how this all lined up. So I'm going to take you back before I had this realization about tapping into my future self. A week ago, I bought a pinky ring from Gucci. It's a gold lion with two crystals in the eyes, and then inside the lion's mouth is a red Swarovski crystal, and it's like the lion's biting it. It's the most sexy fucking ring you've ever seen in your life. This is a very sentimental thing to me because when I was 19, I went to Miami with my cousins, and me and my cousin Adrian got matching Gucci rings. It was this exact ring, but it had a yellow stone in its mouth, and he got a silver one with like a green stone or a blue stone, I can't remember. But we both got matching Gucci rings, but over the years, like, I just transformed into so many different versions of myself that I stopped wearing it, and then I lost a bunch of weight, and now the ring doesn't fit anymore. So it's like two sizes too fucking big. But I came across this gold one with the red stone, and I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, I have to have that. Like, I just was so drawn to it. I've never loved something more in my fucking life. I saw it online. So immediately I go texting my Gucci sales associate. I'm like, hey babe, do you have this in my size? And I sent her a picture of it, and I was like, pretty please. And she said, yes. So I took off to the store and bought it immediately. But I can't explain to you, like, the way that I just don't give a fuck when I have this ring on. Since I put it on when I got it and wore it out of the store. Like, I haven't given a fuck about anything since I've had this ring. It's the weirdest, but the best little, like, mind fuck. It's just something about a pinky ring. But only a certain type of person can pull off a pinky ring. You know, like, you gotta be, like, bold. You can't be no pussy bitch with a pinky ring. You know what I mean? It just fits my aesthetic perfectly. It's the prettiest fucking ring. I'm obsessed with it. I have it on right now. But how I said I just don't give a fuck when I have on this pinky ring, I started using it as a way to tap into my future self. So this is where my trick comes in. So the other day, I was sitting at my table and I had a long list of shit to do, and I was like, I really just want to go take a nap. Like, I don't want to fucking do none of it. Like, there was just so much work shit I needed to do, and I was just like, ugh, like, God damn it. I looked at my ring and I put it on, and as soon as I slid the ring on my finger, it was like I jolted into this fucking energy of, like, not giving a fuck. Like, it was so, like, just get up and get it done. Like, that power, it's like, that's what it is. It's a sense of power, like, came over me. Me acting like I have a magic fucking ring. I'm being dramatic, but, like, really, I'm not. But I put this ring on, and it's like my entire attitude flipped of, like, whiny and bitchy and being like, I don't want to do this. When I want to take a nap. It flipped into, like, all right, fucker, let's get it done. Like, that forward moving, like, don't give a fuck version of me came out. And I was like, oh shit. Like, that was very much like future me energy. And then in that moment, I realized, yo, I can use this ring as, like, a time to tap into that energy that I want of, like, fuck it, let's just do it. And then I was kind of like at the same time having realizations about the future self thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to declare right now, like, I want to use this ring to tap into the future version of myself. The version of me that's a motherfucking millionaire and knows how to handle anything. I want to say billionaire, but I don't want to be a billionaire. That just comes with a lot of pressure, you know? Like, I'm okay. I'm really okay. I'll take a couple hundred million to be on my way. But I am dead ass. I have never felt something like this before, like with the ring analogy with tapping into my future self. So I had a coaching call later that day, and I was kind of like feeling down and not like the most energized for it. And I was like, okay, Leo, you need to get on this call and like, you need to help this person. You need to give them the advice that they need. Like, you're here to like help them. Like, you don't have time really to be down. You got to kick your ass into high gear. So I didn't force myself to try and get in a better mood or like try and be up or anything. Like, usually that's what I'll do. But instead I was just like, fuck it. I grabbed my ring and I was like, I'm going to tap into future me. Like, I'm just going to turn into future me as I put this on, and I'm going to give this person the fucking advice that they need. And I put the ring on, and immediately I felt like the level up. It wasn't like an ascension, but kind of like, I just felt like boosted and like leveled up of like, I've got this, I'm capable, I can do it. Like, this overwhelming sense of capability and like trust in myself just like came up. But that's when all the vision of future me started pouring in, of like how he looks, how he dresses, how he handles shit, the perspectives he holds of like what's serious and what's not. Like, being tired is not gonna hold you the fuck back from giving advice. That's not gonna get in the way of you helping someone, fucker. Get up. It was the nicest supported feeling I've ever felt. Like, I just feel so capable and empowered when I tap into future me. But giving myself something physical to actually use to signify that I am tapping into him, I can't explain to you how fucking intense that is. So I've been toying with this. Like, I'll never just propose an idea to you guys. Like, I'm always gonna apply it first, make sure it fucking works. And it works. Like, the more that I've been tapping into future me, I know how to fucking handle anything. I just have the answers. They just come to me. Like, I don't even have to fucking question it. Basically tap into the perspective of my higher self and think the way that he does. What would he do in this situation? Not what the fuck I'm doing. So then I immediately know like what to do. This is a very powerful tool, but it's a painful one, because I have to step into a full place of accountability when I do this. Like, there's no more lying to myself and pretending I'm doing better than I actually am and pretending that shit's actually hard. It's like, once I tap into that perspective, like, I see shit for what it really is, and there's no denying it. There's no getting out of it. There's no like lying to myself or trying to comfort myself. It's like you're hit with the abrasive reality of like the truth, and then it's not keep walking forward. Like, the answers just fall out. Like, they just are there. But it's painful to have to be facing the reality of a situation all the time. You know, like, sometimes it's nice to distract yourself. But tapping into future me is what it's gonna fucking take to get to where I wanna go. Like, just think of the version of you that's already got what it is you want. How do they fucking behave? What do they do? And then find a way to tap into them. You can do it just mentally. Like, I was able to do it mentally, and I still can, because sometimes I don't have the ring on. Or like when I'm in the gym, like, I don't have the fucking ring because I'm not going to work out in my nice ass ring. I do still tap into myself. I just like having the physical representation of it and like a physical ritual I can do to like feel like I'm fully switching into future me. But like at the gym, if there's somebody there that I want to talk to, I no longer am like, oh, in my head, thinking about it, talking myself out of it. Like, if I find a guy I'm interested in, if I like the way somebody looks, and I'm like, oh, he's cute, if I consider, like, talking to them, before I'll talk myself out of it, I'll say, what would future me do? Future me would walk the fuck up confidently and talk to them. If I'm interested in them, future me don't hesitate. Future me don't give a fuck. Future me's not walking away from a situation wondering and having a mystery. Future me likes solid. He likes knowing. He doesn't like the unknown. So he's going to go up, and if there's a chance for it to go somewhere, he's going to go for it so he can know. But this has helped me talk to a lot more people at the gym. And recently I just posted a TikTok with my friend Leslie of us working out at the gym, and we just talked shit and we recorded ourselves and we had the microphone on. And when I first got there, I was a little bit in my head about like, oh my God, I'm about to be the asshole in the gym recording himself with a fucking microphone on. But I immediately just tapped into future me, and I said, what would future Leo do? What would millionaire Leo do? And the answer was, not give a fuck. The answer was, make a good ass video. If people are gonna look, give them something to fucking watch. Future me don't put up with nothing. And future me especially does not put up with second-guessing myself, being insecure, or questioning my value. I made the video. I had so much fun with Leslie. We literally had a fucking blast. And I have watched our TikTok together so many times. We're so funny. Like, she's just, I've gotten to know her the past, like, couple of weeks, months, maybe? I don't know. Like, she's one of my first, like, good friends in Houston. Like, I have a few now. Like, I have some friends. But Leslie, like, we just blend so fucking well together, our personalities. She's just so fucking great. And I'm so glad I didn't let myself get in my head about it. I'm always so resistant to, like, record myself in the gym. But she kind of, like, helped me with that. And then also tapping into future me. Future me knows he can make a good video. And if he has to make it in front of a bunch of people, so be it. That's not going to stop him. Like, basically, future me looks at me and kind of judges me. He's like, are you really not going to do something because you're scared? Really? Like, is that your excuse? Oh, I was scared. Future me don't allow me not to do things just because I feel scared or feel worried. I push through and go through it anyway because that's what future me does. But that's really it. Like, are you really not going to do something because you're scared, bitch? For real? Being scared of something is just your imagination. It's just the way that you're looking at a situation. If you make up your mind that something can go bad or that something is scary, you've just made up your mind that it's scary. The unknown is not scary. So whenever you feel fear, it's something that you have in your head. You've decided how this situation is going to go. And if you say it's going to go bad, then you're scared. When in reality, there's a 50-50 chance if it can go good or it can go bad. There's two sides you can focus on. If you focus on it going good, you're not going to feel that scared. If you focus on it going bad, you're going to feel fucking scared. So when you realize fear is just a figment of your fucking imagination and that the unknown is not scary, the unknown is neutral. You're just scared of what you think is in the unknown. Same thing with the dark. If you convince yourself there's a fucking monster in your room with you and you turn the light off, you're going to be scared. But the dark itself is not scary. So you're really not going to do something just because you decided something in your head that might not even be right? There's so much uncertainty to that, that I don't feel comfortable taking the chance of not trying something just because I'm scared, because I don't fucking know it all. I really hope all that makes sense, because now I'm like off on a tangent and I'm kind of just like ranting about fear. And future me don't operate that way. And since I stopped operating that way, shit's been changing, girl. Like a whole bunch has been changing. Like I'm doing a lot of things differently and I'm making so much progress mentally and in my physical life with things that I'm doing. And also the way that I feel while doing everything is so different. Like I just feel so much better and I feel very supported. And that's something that I haven't really felt before, but it's not like a support from somebody else. It's like future me's always got my back. Future me, I can always lean on. He's always there. I can tap into a person that is all knowing and that has my best interest at heart at all times. And I guess that is what I don't feel like I've had, is someone that I know that I can trust that they're just looking out for me. Like most people have had a hidden motive and they've convinced me that I need to do something because it's the best for me. But really, it just benefited them. It wasn't actually for me. But with future me, there's no ulterior motive. There's no hidden agenda. Like when I tap into future me, I get that like parent aspect, I guess. And like the sense of someone's got me. And it's real. Like I can trust it. That feeling is one of the best ones I've ever felt. This has been the only thing that has helped me not overthink something or second guess it. Like I've never thought I made the wrong decision anytime I've acted from what would future me do. Like I don't second guess shit because that's the smarter version of me that knows everything and he knows exactly what to do. And if I just tap into that and ask him, I'm not making a mistake. There is no chance to make a mistake. The only mistake I can make is acting off of me in my emotional state right now. But when I get into the logical, all-knowing state of my future self, there's no mistake to be made. So then you don't second guess anything. Something else I noticed about tapping into future me is all of my insecurities go away. There's a confidence that lives there. There's not any insecurity there. Like the version of me that's been through it knows what the fuck he's doing. He's confident. He's not insecure. And when I use his lens to look at my situation, I can see where the insecurities that I have are not real, they're not valid, and I know how to kick them. And then I have this confidence of like, yeah, I fucking know what I'm doing. Like, even if there's a situation where it's like, I don't know exactly what I'm gonna do, I'm confident in the fact that I know I'll be able to handle it either way because I have future me to rely on. Like, I have that perspective to tap into at all times. It's like the version of me that is smarter, richer, faster, better than me. I have no problem taking advice from that person. And Alex Hormozi has posted something along the lines of this. It's like when you're confused or you're in a situation where you don't know what to do, think about how someone who is 10 times smarter than you would handle it. How would they handle the situation that I'm going through? And I kind of do that with my future self. And I promise you, it's gonna be so much different than how you thought to handle it. But the first answer that just pops into your head, that's that intuition, and that is the future you. It's the answer that comes without you having to try and pull an answer out. It's just this sense of knowingness that comes when you ask yourself the question. So that is my little hack that I've found that has been changing my entire fucking life. If you start trying this or you start doing this, please DM me and tell me if it works. Bitch, don't tell me if it works. Tell me when it works. Tell me how much it works because I know it's going to. And like I said, you don't have to go buy a ring. You don't have to go buy anything. You can tap into this at any time mentally. But if you want to get something, get some kind of symbol that you can use to like put on yourself so that you can feel like you're turning into the future you. It's like you're tapping into that perspective and that energy immediately. Because another thing I notice with this ring is when I put it on, I get energy. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I get a boost of energy. Like, if I'm thinking about doing something and I'm like, I don't want to fucking do it. And then I'm like, okay, what would future me do when I put the ring on? It's like I get this boost of energy of like, handle it. Like, I'm just ready to do it. So having a physical ritual and like a little tool has helped me. I'll post the picture of my ring on Instagram so you guys can see it. Because I know you're all going to want to know what it looks like now. Bitch, it's cute. It's so fucking pretty. And one more piece to this, because you know I got to take things too fucking far. I look to my future self a lot of the times for comfort too. Because I can look back on me 2 years ago wondering why the literal fuck are things happening to me the way that they are. Like when I was freaking out and I was so confused and I was so scared and I didn't understand why things were happening, your future self knows. Because right now, I can look back on me 2 years ago and see exactly why everything had to line up the way that it did for me to get to where I am now. So your future self has that. So anytime I get confused or worried or scared or I'm like, why the fuck is this happening? There's a reason for it. And I will become aware of the reason shortly. But just knowing that future me made it through and knows exactly why this all had to line up the way that it did is so comforting. Like, I get a weird ass comfort out of that. Because I love to know things. I'm so fucking nosy. Like, I like to know everything, all the things, all the time. Like, I'm so aware and I practice being able to recognize shit, like, at the level that I do, because I need to fucking know. I don't like to not know things. I like to know everything. But I really did just want to bring that up for the people who are wondering why certain things are happening to them. Your reassurance is it's all going to make sense in time. It might not be quick. It might not make sense soon. It's taken me a fucking 2 years to finally see why what happened to me needed to happen to get me here. But the answer is there. You're gonna line up with it in time. Future you already knows it. Like all the things that I know about my life so far being 24, I can see everything that's happened on my road of success and the goals that I'm trying to hit. And I'm like, motherfucker, I can see everything I've had to do. And I'm like, holy shit. And future me is sitting there like, boy, you are only a third of the way fucking through. Buckle up. Like, future me is just looking back on me like laughing, like, oh, look at you. Look at you doing all the little beginner stuff. Like, the version of me who's already achieved it all is appreciative of me going through what I'm going through right now and what I'm doing. He's acknowledging it. He's seeing it. I'm being watched over, and you are too. Like, your future self is watching you. Your future self has your back, and you can always trust that. Any insight you get from asking these fucking questions, you can trust it. And you have free will. So you can go against what you think you should do to become your future self. But acting in line with the version of yourself that you see is what's going to turn you into them. So I'm going to send you off there. But I will leave all my usernames to my social media in the description of this podcast. I'll put my Instagram. I'll also put my TikTok where you can watch the video of me and Leslie at the gym. I think it's funny as hell. If you have any topics you want me to make a podcast on, please DM me on Instagram and let me know. I have a list of them, but like I said, I'll get to them eventually, but shit like this comes up. So like this week, I discovered all this, so I wanted to talk about it. But thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, leave this podcast a 5-star rating. And if you want to share that you're listening, just share it to your Instagram story and tag me and I'll reshare it and we can like tag each other back and forth. But thank you so much for listening to me ramble. I hope you found this helpful, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.